ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
मयि मे नान्य विषया मतिर्मनुपते सुकृत् रतिमुद्वहता दद्धा गङ्गे वो भ्रमुदन्वती त्वयि मे नान्य विषया मतिर्मधुपते सुकृत् रतिमुद्वहता दद्धा गङ्गे वो भ्रमुदन्वती
O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else.
गंगे व ओभम उदन्नति. So in the previous verse, Kunti Devi prayed to Krishna, Sneha Pasad Imam Chindi, please cut up my attraction, the rope, just like rope is cut. If your hands and legs are tied up with rope, and if you want to be free, then the knot is cut into pieces. So our affection for this material world has to be cut into pieces. That is the aim of human life. The living being, nobody knows when he drops into this ocean of material existence. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi Karama Phale, Pori Havar Nava Jale. Anadi, Adi means the beginning of creation. And anadi means before that. This creation, this material world, it is created and annihilated, as is the nature of anything material we have got experience from our body or any body. Everything here is created and annihilated. In big empires like the Roman Empire, the Carthaginian Empire, the Mughal Empire, and so many empires, they came and they were annihilated. This is the nature. Therefore, Vidyavati has sung, Kata chaturanana mari mari javat. Natuva adi avasana. Chaturanana means Brahma. The Brahma, his life, duration of life is very, very long. You know from Bhagavad Gita that sahasra yuga parjantam arhatya brahmano vidu. He is not also immortal. He is mortal. Although his one day is equal to our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. But still, he is not immortal. When Hiranyakashipu pleased Brahma and he wanted to give him the benediction, Hiranyakashipu wanted that, please make me immortal. So Brahma said, that is not possible because I myself is not immortal. So nobody is immortal within this material world. And still we are attached. We want to be immortal. That is the psychology. Just like last night when the snake, we did not want to be killed by this snake. We become disturbed. Why this psychology? Because we don't want to be dead. Because we are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. Neither we used to take the trouble of being chained of the body. Otherwise, why you became disturbed? We know, others may not know, that we shall not be killed, being bitten by the snake. Na hannate hannamane sarire. So why you become disturbed? What is the psychology? The basic principle is that we don't want to be killed. We don't want to change the body. We have got attraction for the body. An animal or insect living very wretched condition of life, still, if you want to kill it, it will protest. It will protest. No, no, I don't want to be killed. This is psychology. So, our real business is how to attain that eternal life. That is real business. Other business, they are not important. Tasyaiva hetu prajateta kovita nalabhati yujas bhamatam kar. This is instruction that we should try how to become again immortal. We are immortal by nature, but we have been covered by another nature, external nature, Vairanga Shakti, because we have been entangled with this material body, we have to die. Otherwise there is no death. Najayata nam riyateva. The living entity does not take birth, neither it dies. Then why you are taking birth and dying? This question does not arise to the fools and rascals of this material world. I was talking with one very big man in London, Lord Fenard Brockway. He came to see me. So I asked him this question. He was an old man, I think older than me, I was 84. So he said, yes, I will die peacefully. This question does not bother in any man. And I talked with that Professor Kotovsky in Moscow. He also said, Swamiji, after death, everything is finished. You see, big, big man in Europe, very exalted position, they do not know even that there is life after death. They do not know. And in India, I think when I spoke in Calcutta, the American consulate, there is a club, Indo-American culture, they invite. So they gave me the subject matter for speaking East and West. In that meeting I said, yeah, we don't make any such distinction East and West because everything belongs to Krishna. But there is little difference between East and West. What is that difference? Here, even an ordinary man, a cultivator, uneducated, villager, he believes in the next birth. He believes. He is afraid of committing sin. Oh, I'll have to suffer in my next life. And in the Western world, the big men like Lord Fenner Brockway and Professor Kottasil, they do not know that there is life after this. Therefore, to take birth in India is a privilege. It is a privilege. Because it is not ordinary thing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. This paropakar, doing well, fair activities to others. That is meant for India. But the Indian should first of all make his life perfect. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak kori. First of all, the Indians are requested to make his life perfect. Because how to make life perfect? The process and everything is in India. Because here there is Vardhasam Dharma. The division of the human society, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Ashram. Now these things are rejected by the Indians. But this is the most scientific method for making life perfect. This is most scientific. This was the answer of Ramananda Rai when he was questioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the aim of perfection of life and how to accomplish it? This is the question was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the answer was immediately, Varnasamacharvata Purushina Paratpama Vishnu Aradhate Pumsa Nannas Tattu Sukarana. The aim of human life, the goal of human life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhate. Nati Vidu Shastra Gatini Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that human life is meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. The Kunti Devi, therefore, requested Krishna, Sneho Pasad Imam Chindi. We are, happy to say, bounded, yes, by the material energy in so-called snehapas, society, friendship and love. People do not want to leave this material world. Even at the time of death, I have seen so many persons. That is natural. The old man is dying and he is thinking that so many of my business remain unfinished. So he calls his dear son, my dear son, if you take charge of the family and so many things I could not finish, you do it. He does not know where he is going. I have seen in Allahabad one big man. He was dying at the age of 54. He was of my age. And he was requesting the physician, my dear doctor, can you not give me 4 years more to live so that I could finish my business? This is so much attracts. So much attracts. They sometimes cry that what will happen to my these boys, that children, that this. Therefore, the family attraction is special. The family attraction is so strong that life after life one is bound up again in this material world. And he gets one body. To get body means to suffer. To get material body, matraspalsa-sukontya-sitosna-sukhudukhada. We are suffering this sitosna. Sometimes you feel some pleasure, sense pleasure, but actually you are suffering. Just see, we fall on the fourth floor or third floor, such marvel amateur level, and still there is a snake. How it's gone to such a high floor, and that is also a surprise. But it has managed to go there. That's a fact. And the snake means death. Tasapeta grihi vasa mitturevana samsa. So, you cannot avoid danger in any condition of life. This is material. But it's still the one to remain here. Death is in every step. Padanga padanga jada pipadam. This material world means in every step vipadam, danger. Such is the condition of material world. Still they are trying to adjust. Murha. Bahirathamanina. Bahirathamanina means they are thinking by utilizing this external energy, material world, we shall be happy. Nati vidu sāsadatiṁ hi viṣṇu. They do not know that, especially for the human being, the destination is to know Krishna. Vedaśca sarvai ahamiva vedam. All these Vedic literatures, all these philosophy, science and everything. That is this Bhagavata Srimad Bhagavatam. Jad uttama sloka gunanubarnam. You may be talented in so many ways. You may be very big man, politician, or philosopher, or chemist, or physicist. So many here of. So, why you should become big man? What is the purpose? The purpose is to understand Krishna. So, whatever talent you have got, it doesn't matter. Whatever you may be engineer. But if you are intelligent actually, through engineering, you'll describe Krishna. How Krishna is the greatest engineer. So that he is keeping all the planets floating in the air. That is engineer. You cannot do it. He is keeping Namavash, he has said, Ahamojasa dharayami, Krishna said. So, we have to understand Krishna like that. Krishna says like that, I am keeping all these planets floating. If you are a physicist, then try to understand how Krishna is keeping them floating. That is your perfection. That is your purpose. If you remain a physicist or chemist and don't understand Krishna, it is a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Atapunvidhi jas sreshta varnasama vibhaga sanusthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi harito janam. We are division. Either you take it varna ashram or by occupation, anything. There must be some division. Not that everyone is the same. Somebody is engineer, somebody is medical man, somebody is chemist, somebody is philosopher. Somebody is Brahmin, somebody is Shudra, you take. Division must be there. It is not possible to make everyone all the same. That is Raskinda. That is means they have no knowledge. Just like the communists, they try to make one. They failed. That is not possible. Still, they are going on. Liberal class and the manager class. Now why you make two? So if instead of two, if we make four, what is the difference in philosophy? They could not do. That is not possible. There must be. Because Krishna says, Chatut Bandang Maya Krishna. The whole division is created by me. How we can nullify Krishna's creation? That is not possible. So division may be there. It doesn't matter. That is created by Krishna. But still, there can be oneness. What is that? Saṃsiddhi harito. Everyone try to satisfy Krishna. Then it is oneness. The same story, Udarendriyanam, that all our parts of limbs, parts of the body limbs, and senses are working, hard, very hard. What is the aim? To fill up the stomach. There is no other aim. Everyone is working so hard only for filling up the stomach. Udarendriyana. Similarly, we being Namami Mansa Jivabhuta, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So our only business is to satisfy Krishna. Then it is perfect. That you have forgotten. Therefore Krishna comes and says, you rascal, you fool, you just surrender unto me, you will be happy. Why you are planning so many things? Rascal plan. That will not make you happy. That was a mahan for you. You have planned so many rascaldom, you give up all this. Simply take this planning. Surrender unto me. Saranagat. Sarang, that is the beginning of Vaishnava philosophy. Anukullasya sankalpa. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam. Anukullina krishnanusilunam bhakti yuttam. This is wonderful. Simply try to understand what Krishna desires and try to satisfy. This is perfection. Atapungi jijas sreshta varnasama vihagasa sanasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi harito jana. If you want perfection, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this perfection. Bharat humite manasya janma haila ja janma sarthak kori. What is that janma sarthak? This is janma sarthak. What is that when you learn? How to satisfy Krishna? That's all. If you learn this simple art, how to satisfy Krishna, then your life is good. Is it a very difficult task? No, it is not at all. Krishna gives the formula how he will be satisfied. He says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mang namaskuru. These four things. Always think of me. Everyone can think of Krishna. He is thinking of so many nonsense things. Why not Krishna? Here is Krishna. If you simply think of Krishna and Radha Madhava, So it's very difficult thing. Therefore, temple is there. So that you see Krishna always or at some interval during arati, during Mangala arati, during bhog. So the impression is always within your heart. And you think of, where is the difficult? Where is the difficult? No difficult. So Krishna says, Manmana. And if you have no time to come to the temple, alright, chant Hare Krishna. You hear the name of Krishna. That is not different from Krishna. The, after all, impression, either you hear or see, the experience is there. So you can think of Krishna very easily. It doesn't require any university qualification. Anyone, any rascal can do it. It is so easy. It doesn't require high education to think of Krishna. A woman, children, anyone. So, satisfy Krishna. Krishna directly says, if you want to satisfy me, then you ask me, Prabhupada, what can I do for you? If I say do this, then I answer. This is the way of satisfaction, making one. So you ask Krishna, sir, my business is Haritosana. So how can I satisfy you? Or Krishna directs, yes, you can satisfy me, think of me. Where is the division? Why so much philosophy, humba? To understand God, the last case they're thinking, well, what is God? Can you show me God? God is your tenderness. The rascals will avoid this by so-called erudite scholarship and this way. There is no God. God is there. Why not God? He has given you the God's name. God himself is giving, presenting himself. And big acharyas, they are accepting. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is simply attached to Krishna. So we have to learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to serve Krishna, how to become attached. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attached to Krishna is described so nicely. It will puzzle even the biggest brain of philosophers. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attached to Krishna. We are now trying to explain in the Antalila. So, of course, we cannot expect that one day we shall be so much attached as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but this preliminary attachment to think of Krishna, there is no difficulty. To think of Krishna. Manmana bhava manpa. He will be satisfied. He will be satisfied. Tisham nityabhijuktanam yugakhimam bhamaham. And those who are so attached with Krishna, Krishna says, I will supply whatever he wants. Yes. So a devotee's opulence does not mean it is due to his karma. It is supplied by Krishna. It is never to be diminished because it is supplied by Krishna. The karmis, they get opulence on account of his past karma. But a devotee gets opulence, it is gift of Krishna. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed. It is gift of Krishna. We should always think of like that. And we shall try more and more to please Krishna. Krishna is trying to make his devotee more and more opulent and comfortable. And the devotee is trying to please Krishna more and more. That is the business between devotee and Krishna. It is called Chaitanya Chaitanya. Duye lage hura hui. It's like if I want to please you or if you want to please me, then there is competition. So that competition should be there. But that competition, that realization is impossible so long you are attached to this rascal material world. Therefore, Krishna, Kunti's first request is that Sneho Pasam Idam Chindi. Please destroy this attraction, affection for this material, friendship, society, family. Please destroy it. So, the Mahabhavi philosopher, they simply want to destroy negative side. They have no information of the positive side. That after destruction, suppose you are not satisfied with some business or some service, so you want to leave this business. But you leave, suppose you are getting, say, 500 rupees, then if you leave, then you will be zero, no income. If you get another service which will pay to 600 rupees, then you are profit. But if you simply give it up, this service, and become zero, then you become unemployed. The miseries will increase. The Mayavadi being disgusted with this material world. But Jagan Mithya, that's all right. Then Brahma Sattva, that is theoretical. If you do not engage yourself as Brahma, then again you will fall down. Arujya Krishna Paranga Padanga Tata Patanti Yadha Anadita Jasmadam. That you give up this gas thing. This is Mithya. That's all right. But that is zero. And what is the positive engagement that they do not know? Therefore, after some time, they again come to be positively engaged in opening hospital and Darjanaran Seva and this and that and so on. Because they could not get any engagement in the positive world. The positive world here it is said, Taime Ananna Visayamati. This is positive. The negative side is to give up. To give up because we are living beings. Anandamaya Vyasa, part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So we want Ananda. So whatever I possess, now I give up. Then, if I don't get better engagement, then where is my Ananda? There is no Ananda. So as you do not get ananda, so then I will come back again. There is a Bengali here say, Napaji mane nadjamai bhata. When a widow, old woman, her husband is dead, we have got a kid, and she talks very loosely with the grandson in the. I have got experience when you are young married. So, my grandmother-in-law, my father-in-law's mother, she was talking very loosely, just like husband and wife. So, that's a fact because she is hopeless of getting another husband because she is old enough. So, where is the husband? She has said, or talks like husband, to the grandson. So similarly, the Mahavadi philosophers, they do not accept Krishna or Krishna's Leela. They think it is Maya. They do not accept it. So there is no Ananda. Therefore they come down again. Punan Musika Bhava. Again, open hospital. Because there is no investment. And he has to raise funds. So, this is very easy thing that I am going to open a hospital, give me some funds. Nowadays, especially, it is very difficult to collect funds if you say, I am going to open a temple, nobody will be. But if you say, I am going to open a hospital, I will be. So, therefore, we must have positive engagement. Simply negation, Jagat Mithya. Why Jagat Mithya? We don't say Jagat Mithya. This building, this nice building, is it Mithya? It is not Mithya. It is perfectly true. Because Yeah, Krishna is being worshipped, the devotees are chanting, this is life, this is true. So why shall I say Jagat Mithya? You have to utilize Jagat in such a way that it will become true. That process is Sanshidhi Haritosham. Here only business is how Krishna will be satisfied. That is only this. That is perfect. To become perfect means to learn how to satisfy Krishna. That is perfect. It doesn't require education, it doesn't require big titles or nothing. You try to satisfy Krishna. Saṃsiddhi haritavosanam. Therefore, here Kunti Devi is telling me ananya viṣaya. Viṣaya means self-gratification. This is viṣaya. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunanta. These are called viṣaya. Viṣaya means material subject matter for self-gratification. So, one cannot be attached to Krishna as long as he is attached to viṣaya. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur or Lochandas Thakur, he says, Vishaya chariya serase mojiya mukhe bolo hori hori. Vishaya chariya. So long you are attached to sense gratification, there is no question of chanting hori hori. It's not possible. Vishaya chariya. So, it is not possible to do it immediately, but if we practice the system given by the acharyas, as we have introduced the Krishna consciousness movement, then one day he will be able to visaya acharya. Then, parangdishtani vartati, when he gradually relish the transcendental mellow of devotional service. That Jamuna Acharya said, Jadavadhi mama chitta Krishna padaravinda namanavadhamu rantumasi tadavadhi patanari sangame bhavati sushtu nishtibhanam mukhavitar. So, this is the process. The more you become attached to Krishna, that is very psychological. If you become attached to something, you become detached to something else. Attachment, detachment cannot be. So more you become attached to Krishna, then more you become detached to this material. You cannot, by artificial means, all of a sudden, Brahma, Satya, Jagat, Mithya, I take sannyas. No, that is not. First of all, you have to increase your attachment for Krishna. Then the sannyas order will be dual. Otherwise, you will fall down. Again, we will be attached. Punar Munshikabha. There are so many instances. But both things should be performed simultaneously, parallel line, that you should take up the process how to increase your attachment for Krishna, and then automatically detachment will be there. The same example as given by Rupa Goswami, that you are hungry when you take food, but gradually you become satisfied and your hunger is also satisfied. So why not fully satisfied? Just like Rupa Maharaj said, Swami Jita Tosni Varanganajas. My dear Lord, my dear sir, I am not hankering after any benediction. I am completely benedicted. No more benediction. I have got everything. I have got you, Krishna. Oh dear, want more? Janglabdhātāpanamalābhaṁ mannati-nādhi-dhaṁ-tato. If one gets Krishna's favor, if one gets Krishna, what does he want more? He has got everything. Because Krishna is everything. So try to possess Krishna, like Kunti Ma, Devi said. So he may ananna visaya. Mati, madhupati, asakit. Asakrit, Sakrit means once, and Asakrit means continuous. Not that, apart from Krishna consciousness, 15 minutes meditation, and then do all nonsense thing, 24 hours. No, not that kind. 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness, that is one. That is called Asakrit. 24. So you have to make your formula of life in such a way that not a single moment is gone without Krishna consciousness. Abhattakalatam. This is Upa Goswami. A devotee, a pure devotee of Krishna, he always sees whether my time is wasted, unnecessary. He should be very much alert. Why I am sleeping so much? Wasted so much time? That is devotee, Krishna consciousness. Why I am wasting so much time? Without any reason of Krishna consciousness? That is called asakrit. Mati is madhupati asakrit. And directly, adhya, it is said, rati udbhata. Adhya means direct, not indirect. Indirectly means the so-called demigod worship, as they say, because they misuse that. But dipanna jivata vakta jaganti sadhanita. They neglect this word, avidhipurvakam. They simply say, the two worship other demigods is also the same. No, it is not the same. It is avidhipurvakam. If you, suppose then you are in trouble, you have to satisfy the police commissioner. But you are trying to satisfy the police commissioner by bribing the constable. That is avidhipurvakam. If it is known, then you will be punished. So don't try to satisfy Krishna. Avidhipurvakam. Vidhipurvakam. That vidhipurvakam is direct. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saram. That is what. That is vidhipurvakam. Otherwise, avidhipurvakam. And how? The vidhipurvakam. That is the Ganges water is flowing automatically towards the sea. Similarly, your devotional service like that. Automatically, without any check. Then your life is perfect. Thank you very much.